Gee, Val, we're sure playing the full houses. Every seat out front was taken. It wouldn't surprise me if they got rid of the ushers to make more room. And did you ever see so many stiff shirts?
Yeah, when I was in the Army.
Why, but they are full houses. $3 a throw, too.
Gee, small time wouldn't pay $3 to see the Battle of Waterloo with the original cast.
Ain't they decent houses, though?
Yeah, gee, we're sure going over with a bank yet. No fooling, Jerry. Gee, if the audience liked us any better, they'd want to adopt us.
Well, of course, there are other acts in this musical comedy.
Yeah, but what are they?
Sour. Take this guy, Billy Bunker. He couldn't get a laugh without tickling the bottom of a guy's feet. Poor old Billy. He doesn't know nothing about the show business, that's all. That gag of his about the guy wandering through the streetcar looking for the diner makes me want to cry.
Well, Billy's all right. Gee, he tries so hard and he's so sweet about it when he gets a frost. Oh, you oughtn't to pan him that way. He thinks you're the swellest hooker on Broadway. He tells everybody that.
Well, Billy's all right. The material's all right, but he just didn't know how to put it over. What he needs is a guy like me to coach it.
Yeah, and if I had a line like yours, I'd get Pop Warner to coach it. Then nobody'd have to have a chance to break into the conversation while you were talking.
I don't mean that Billy ain't good. He is good. He's better than anybody in the show except us. I was only saying I could make him a little better.
Oh, yeah, I got the point.
But the guy that I think's really sour, this guy Willard, has the nerve to call himself a juggler. That bloke can juggle, a guy with a toothpick's a sword swallower.
Well, he keeps three balls in the air at once. That's something.
Yeah, so does the pawnbroker, but that don't make him a professional. And this fiddler, Petronelli. All he's got's a lot of hair and a crooked little finger. So that guy makes a living dragging a horse's tail across a cat's inside. More than I know.
Gee, I like his plan. When I listen to him, I see pictures. Nice, sort of romantic ones. Don't you?
No more pictures than around a phone book. You like all the dames. Any guy that's got a name that sounds like something that was written in spaghetti and plays a fiddle, dames think he's got a soul or something.
Well, maybe he has. You wouldn't know. Say, is there any act in this show you do like?
Yeah. Laverne and Valentine.
And don't forget Louise LaRoche. She has a voice like a nightingale. Yeah, in yesterday's newspaper. Sounds more like a night in a foundry.
I've heard plenty worse singers than her.
Well, only they didn't call it singing. They called it selling newspapers.
Well, your voice never broke any records.
Yeah, and there were never any made of hers either.
Well, maybe she is terrible. She gets paid plenty for singing, see?
Well, she ought to split it with the audience. By the faces she makes when she sings, it's probably just as hard on her as it is on them.
The only reason she makes those faces is because she...
enunciates.
Will you stop telling me what I'm saying?
Well, somebody ought to translate it. Wasn't enunciate the word you were gargling?
No, it wasn't. I was going to say pronounce.
Since when did pronounce start with an E?
Ever since the afternoon started with T.
Puns. That's all I hear from morning till night. Puns.
Well, I like them, even if you don't.
Yeah, and that puts you in the small minority of one.
Is that so? There's others that like them. Don't forget that.
Louise LaRoche, I suppose. She'd like anything if the person that said it wore pants.
Will you bury that hatchet someplace beside in my neck? I told you once. I told you a million times. That frail ain't interested in me. I ain't interested in her, only his friends.
Just friends, huh? Just friends. That gag has been pressed into service so often that it looks like an accordion. That's probably her powder on your shoulder now.
Powder? Oh, well, that ain't hers.
Oh, I suppose you've been making biscuits and a little flour got up there.
It might be your powder, you know.
Yeah, and it might be snow, but it ain't. My face doesn't come up to your shoulder, you know.
Well, I don't know how it got there, see? I ain't trying to make up any alibis. If I was, I'd tell you if somebody had been pelting me with marshmallows or something.
Yeah, and if they did, you'd sneeze your brains out.
Ah, shut up. I'm tired of this Joan of yours. I'm so tired of it, I could...
Do a little necking with Louise LaRoche, huh? If you were only gnawing on a bone, you'd look like an Airedale I had once when I was a little girl. I've never seen a homelier dog than he was. We had to shoot him. Does Louise LaRoche like Airedales? Now. If you want a dog biscuit, bark nice. Don't growl. Maybe you can roll over pretty like you do for Louise LaRoche.
Back down. Now get this. Either you lay off me or else don't talk anymore, ever.
Oh, but Val.
Shut up. This nag is getting me down like a newsboy's sock.
Oh, honey, I...
Well, pal, you turned out to be. Always moaning. Always crying. Here we ought to be happy. Big time. Contract and everything. No. You got to get prima donna. Start working the eyebrows and heaving the chest. You're going to be trading the old green eyes in on a pair of black ones in a minute.
Oh, don't bawl me out.
What do you want me to do? Sit around saying yes, ma'am, or something?
No, but gee...
Well, take your choice. Either lay off or I'll get another dressing room and another place to live.
Oh, Val, I won't say another word about that woman.
Don't call her that woman either.
Well, about Miss LaRoche.
And don't call her that either. Call her Louise. Don't say it if you're saying a cuss word.
Louise, is that all right?
No, say it again.
Louise.
All right.
Oh, I don't mean to be a nag, darling, but, see, I love you so, and when I see that woman, Louise.
Say Louise 10 times till you get used to it.
Louise. Say, you go chase yourself. I'm sorry I nagged at you and everything, and I won't do it anymore. But I'm not going to do tricks to prove it. If you had any respect for me, you wouldn't ask me to.
I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't have. Forgive me, darling.
You forgive me first.
I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Hey, we got this thing backwards. We should have kissed first and then made up afterwards.
Oh, gee, that's right. Let's do it over. I forgive you, oh, my husband.
I thou too forgive, little light of my life.
Take me. I am yours.
Fully equipped?
Fully equipped.
Sold.
Do you want a wrap, or will you take it with you?
You could wrap it around my little finger. It'll be nice.
Too big, but I'll hang it on your neck.
Oh, you darling.
Whatever I am, you're twice it.
Oh, gee.
I'll never mention anything about that, about Louise again. Honest Injun.
Oh, I don't care. You can if you want to.
Oh, honey, I have a surprise for you. You'll be so pleased.
Oh, don't tell me your mother lost her voice.
Better than that. But you could never guess. Hurry and get on your street clothes, and I'll take you out and show you.
Well, why not tell me what it is now?
No, I won't do it. It's a surprise.
So is a seed and a piece of cherry pie. Come on, baby, what is it?
Go on and get dressed. You're worse than a little kid at Christmas.
Something to eat?
Always thinking of your stomach.
Why not? The biggest cavity I got right now.
You're forgetting your head. Unbutton this costume.
Will you get zippers or something put on this dress? These are the smallest buttons I ever saw. She unbuttoned this dress is like vaccinating a gnat with a knitting needle. Come in and bring the children. Oh, hello, Peter.
I got a letter for you all, Mr. Valentine.
Oh, throw it away, Peter. The last letter we got in the dressing room was a notice.
This here ain't no notice. Miss LaRoche done give it to me to give to Mr. Valentine.
Oh.
She done give me a quota, too. She say for me not to let your wife see it, Mr. Valentine.
Yeah. So?
Give me that letter, Peter. Now get out of here now, you bust up of misfortune, before you do it on your ear.
Yes, I'll go in fast.
Get out. So?
Are you howling or something?
Oh, I'm sorry I disturbed you. You want to read your letter? Go ahead. Don't mind me. I'm only your wife.
All right, I will.
Oh, didn't take you very long to read it.
No.
Listen here, Val. This is the end. I'm willing to overlook a little eye-making and a little hand-holding. But when she starts sending you letters and telling the stagehands and everybody to keep it from me like a comic strip wife, well, then that's the end. Now, you either show me that letter, or else I'm going out that door, and I'm not coming back ever. This isn't just a spat. I'm serious. I mean it. Take your choice.
Listen, don't be like that, baby. You don't think for 1 minute I'd chisel on you, do you?
I don't know. The letter will prove that. And it ain't so much what's in the letter, but the fact that you're keeping it from me. You and that woman have something that I'm on the cold outside of. Show it to me, Val. Please do. Because if you don't, I'm going to keep my word.
Oh, gee, maybe Louise wouldn't want you to read it.
I've no doubt of that. But that ain't the point. Will you or won't you show me that letter?
No. Oh, gee. Listen, honey, I'll give you my word. There ain't nothing in it that ain't all right. It's kind of secret.
Very well. You keep your secret. But you can't keep me.
Hey, where you going?
Out, and I'm never coming back.
Don't be a ninny.
I'm not going to be anymore. I was okay to take the bumps with you, and shove you, and baby you, and scold you in the big time. But now that you're in the light, you want something fancy and blonde and yessy. Okay, you can have it. Gee, I knew success would go to your head. But I didn't think it'd go to your heart.
Oh, now listen, baby.
No, Val. Don't. I want everything or nothing. And I don't want to share you with anybody. Well, obvious, but for a big-time hoofer, I'm not flashy enough, so I'll just blow, and you can have the sort of a dame that you want. So long, Val.
Baby, you can't. Here. You don't know what you're talking about. Go on, read the letter. Ain't that important? Nothing is.
Are you sure you want me to read it?
Read it. Read it, you simp. Read it out loud.
Dear Val, I picked out a wristwatch that I think your wife will like. I took it out on approval. If you can sneak away to my dressing room, I'll show it to you. And if it's okay, I can get it engraved tomorrow, Louise. Oh, Val, will you ever forgive me? Oh, darling, sweetheart, what a bum I've been. Oh, forgive me, Val. Please, please forgive me.
Sure. But you spoiled my secret.
Oh, gee, I'm so ashamed of myself I could die. Here I was thinking all sorts of nasty things. And all those whisperings with Louise were to get me a wristwatch like I always wanted. Oh, Val, I'm so ashamed. I hate to look at you.
Oh, not forget it, dear.
Are you sure you forgive me?
Sure. Hey, where are you going?
Over to tell Louise how swell I thought her singing was tonight, the old darling.
Well, I'll be...